Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today is our NFL Draft Prospect Special for 2023. And today we're going to highlight Will Levis, quarterback, the University of Kentucky. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. As always, I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And joining me is a very talented gentleman. I don't have to say no more. He's coming to us live out of Key West, Florida. He did great coverage this past few months on the 2022 NFL draft. So we're going to start early and talk about the top prospects in the 2023 NFL draft. My man, whatever it takes, Mr. Daniel Kelly. How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Mr. Turner. I'm wearing my Patriots hat in honor of Coach Bill Belichick, who I work with the New York Jets. I pulled this out of the closet today.
Yes, sir. That's a great honor. Some people consider him the greatest coach in all of pro football. And when you look at his resume, you cannot argue. What are you, 6 Super Bowl championships, if I'm correct?
That's right.
Okay, so let's get on and talk about this young prospect out of University of Kentucky. So if you like the video, please come in and share it. Will Levis, quarterback, Bluegrass, the University of Kentucky. What do you like about the young man?
Well, good morning, Mr. Turner, to all our listeners. Will Levis, he stands at 6'3", 232 pounds, a Penn State transfer into the University of Kentucky. I went back and looked at him in 2021 game film last season against Georgia, of course, rated number one, South Carolina, and Missouri. He put up rather domestic numbers at Kentucky. There you look at him on your screen. He was 233 out of 353 attempts, 66.0% completion percentage, ranked 47th in the nation with 2,826 passing yards, average 8 yards per pass, 24 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. You know, it's funny because, you know, I don't know if this happens to you, Mr. Turner, but it happens to me on a frequent basis. When I watch players, like a player from the past, I mean, I have 40 years, just like you, of just an encyclopedic memory of all these guys who have played in the NFL. And the players will flash through my mind. And the first name that went through my mind when I watched Will Levis was Heath Shuler of the University of Tennessee, who, of course, was the first rounder in Washington with the Redskins. Back in the 1994 draft, ended up being a bust, went from Washington to New Orleans, and then finished his career during the offseason with the Raiders. And also kind of another name that went through my mind as I watched Will Levis for our fans out there was Sean Salisbury. The backup, of course, who works at media now. Salisbury is a couple inches taller at 6'5" than Levis is at 6'3". But kind of Will Levis reminds me of a combination, kind of a cross between Heath Shuler and Sean Salisbury. You know, there's a lot to like, as you talked about, Mr. Turner, about Will Levis. But there are also some real concerns that we're going to unpack here on the show today, and from an evaluation, and especially from a a projection standpoint as we head into the 2023 NFL draft. The reality is Will Levis played in a very run-heavy and run-oriented offense there at the University of Kentucky. In fact, when I watched the University of Kentucky's offense, it really reminded me of Kyle Shanahan's system with the 49ers, which is predicated on the run and the short pass 71% of the time from the way I play charted it last season. And interestingly enough, it turns out that the Kentucky offensive coordinator, Rich Scangarello, actually worked with Kyle Shanahan on his staff with the 49ers. So I was kind of surprised. I was like, no wonder it looks like the 49ers. The OC's from San Francisco. So unpacking Will Levis for us and looking at him, you know, the things I really like about him is he brings a nice, and this is something that NFL analysts on the big stage on a national level don't talk about hardly at all or nearly enough. It is the tempo and the energy and the rhythm and the passion that he brings to the offense is very evident. I like the tempo. I like the rhythm. This is very important. A quarterback is like your drummer on your team. He leads the entire pace of the team, the energy level. He's able to manage that from his position. Will Levis does a nice job with that. Very well schooled in terms of mechanics in the pocket, moving around in the pocket. He's got good ball handling skills, a nice play action fake. He can slide around in the pocket and navigate the pocket very well as the play is developing. Looks smooth in the pocket. Like I said, very well schooled in the pocket. Poised. He's a poised quarterback. He's tough, and he's downfield minded. That's a phrase that I've coined. What do I mean by that? Okay, well, he's looking always downfield. He's not focused on the pass rush, or looking, like a Sam Howell, for example, who's always hearing footsteps. Kenny Pickett, really jittery in the pocket, bouncing around, looked real uncomfortable. That's not Will Levis, okay? Will Levis is very downfield-minded. He's looking downfield. He's trying to drive the team downfield. His focus is downfield, not on what's going on around him with the footsteps. I like that about him. Has mobility. Okay, this is a guy, I mean, he's not the galloping ghost, but he is somebody who can take off and pick up some yardage with his feet. He's a tough physical runner, had 107 carries for 376 yards last year for a 3.5 yard average, according to ESPN.com. And he actually looks pretty good running the ball. So that's something I really liked about him as well. The positives continue. That's right. There's more. He's very good at the intermediate route level. He's got good arm strength. He can put some zip on the passes, on slants and passes over the middle of the field. That's where he's best. That's where he does his best work, is at the intermediate level. He can also take something off passes, and he can go ahead and he can finesse the passes as well. And so he's got two different gears and speeds he can throw at. And also something that I liked about him, is in that Georgia game when Kentucky was getting blown out, he didn't back down. He didn't give up. He kept fighting to the end of the game, and he scored a touchdown on the last play of the game. I also like that about him as well. Now, the negatives, right? There's two sides to every coin in life. The glass is half empty, half full. There's no tens. There's no perfect players. As Tony Rizzano, the 49ers scouting director, talked about in the book I learned about Secrets of NFL Scouts. So let's talk about the negatives. Sometimes he can hold the ball too long and he takes sacks. This guy does not throw the ball away when he's under pressure. He'll take the sack. He's also hesitant at times. He tends to lock in with his wide receivers and does not go through his progressions. I do not see his head on a swivel. I do not see him looking around and surveying the field. I see him locking in with receivers. And really, he throws a very elementary route tree at Kentucky. Not thrilled at all with his short game in terms of ball placement where he's putting the ball. Also, his deep passes leave a lot to be desired. He tends to overthrow on the deep passes, not sold on his deep game whatsoever. He throws the ball sometimes three-quarter, like side-armed, as far as his delivery and his throwing mechanics. And he just looks very raw. as a downfield passer. He's going to need a lot of work to make it in the National Football League. This is a guy who's a developmental project. If I'm sitting in an NFL war room right now, if I'm sitting in the room with Bill Belichick with the Patriots, for example, in the war room, this is the way I'm talking. He needs a lot of work. He's somebody I'm projecting as a fifth to seventh round pick at this point. He'll be a solid backup type of player who can come in the game and provide a little spark and play if he has to. I definitely, when I look into my crystal ball of the NFL scouting 2023 NFL draft, when I look into that crystal ball and I look in there, I see a team like the San Francisco 49ers, taking this guy, maybe the Miami Dolphins with Mike McDaniel, maybe the Jets with Robert Saleh, if he's still there, depending on what happens this season. But somebody from that Shanahan tree, somebody like that, will take this guy in the draft. He's somebody that I think the Kentucky's run game covers up a lot of his deficiencies, because they run the ball so often and they run the ball so well. At one point of a game, I heard the announcers say they were running the ball like 18 straight plays. This is a guy who's probably going to get overrated. He's going to probably work out very well in his pro days once that time comes. But he's got skills, but you have to know what you're getting when you select Will Levis, the quarterback out of Kentucky. Your thoughts, Mr. Turner?
Well, when you look at Mr. Levis, I think one thing you have to really understand is that he started at Penn State. Me personally, you're the scout, no question about it. You're a high level, but I like the young man simply because he went to Penn State. The scheme didn't fit him, so he came to a place in Kentucky. And check this out, the greatest football conference in the world. Just had the University of Georgia, had 15 players drafted. And the young man produced. Granted, you said that he played in a run-type system. 24 touchdowns. Completion, 65%. QB rating, 97.8. And that's with a team that ran the ball a lot. And then think about this. When we talk about Kentucky, we don't talk about Kentucky in the high levels of college football. We think about Kentucky in basketball. Adolph Ruff. Pat Riley, 1966, the Adolph Rupps, Dan Issel, Jack Givens, John Calipari, Anthony Davis. This is a basketball school. And for this young man to be ranked even among the top quarterbacks in the country, that's saying a lot. But what I like about the young man, I like the size. And he's athletic. That what I see, I didn't think he was that athletic. Coming over from Penn State, we know the quarterbacks that's been in a system. Coming to the SEC, the gentleman has got a little athletic ability to him. Then the history of the position at the University of Kentucky. Tim Couch, Bob Norton, Jared Lorenz. We know about him, young man just passed here recently, got a ring with the New York Giants. Dusty Bonner. Andre Woodson, all those guys was in systems that threw the football. And then, of course, Mr. Levis puts me back in the mind of Derek Ramsey, who I believe only led the undefeated Kentucky football team in Kentucky football history in 77 undefeated. That team just couldn't go nowhere because it was on probation. But Mr. Ramsey went to the National Football League and became a tight end with the Oakland Raiders, now Las Vegas. But what I like about the young man, granted, you said DK, he might be kind of round the edges. He probably needs a lot of work. But when I look at him, I look at the athletic ability, making things happen in the pocket, because that's where the game is at, in my opinion. And you think about a little Roger Staubach, a little Lynn Dickey, a little pretty boy, Dan Pastorini. Got a nice arm like Neil Lomax. Even got a little bit of Craig Morton in him when Craig Morton led the Broncos to the Super Bowl. Steve Young in him. I'm talking about from an athletic standpoint. And one thing I like about him, he's very tough. And he's got that toughness like that young man that I saw play when he was at Alcorn State. One of the toughest that played in the position. He got a little Steve McNair in him. I love the young man from the University of Kentucky. I think he's going to be a high-rising player this year coming into the football season because he plays in the toughest conference in all of football, that SEC, Georgia, a record 15 players drafted. Final words, DK.
Absolutely, Mr. Turner. Some interesting names you bring up in correlation with Will Levis, names I fondly remember played in the game. And, you know, it's interesting because you also highlighted the fact, and this is a big part, I want our listeners to grab a hold of this. You know, when you're looking at these NFL draft prospects, as you talked about, Mr. Turner, level of competition definitely does factor into this. Some of these guys don't play against anybody. They put up huge stats for 1 year and they get drafted in the first round, like a guy like a Zach Wilson who played a cream puff schedule at BYU and got severely overrated and overdrafted as a result of that. Now, when you look at a Will Levis, you see him playing in the SEC like you're talking about. You see him playing against a higher level of competition. Definitely works to his favor. You know, I think that a Will Levis, the 49ers would be much more well-served having a guy like this than Trey Lance, because this guy has about the same running ability and the same athletic ability, and he can throw the ball. That's system. He's a system quarterback. That's what I want us to capture here. He's a guy that you have to be able to play that Kyle Shanahan type of system that's going to be predicated on the run and the short passing game. He needs to get better at the short passing game. It was alarming how Will Levis was throwing the ball behind receivers at the ground, making guys dive even at a short level. He's got to clean that up in the 2022 NFL season. And if he does, a team that runs a Kyle Shanahan type of system will draft this guy in the 2023 NFL draft.
Man, the great thing about these football players is that they got great stories. So I'd like to say, if you like the video, please come in and share it. My final words about Will Levis, quarterback, University of Kentucky. See, when I was 9 years old, there was a gentleman that I followed in Detroit, Michigan. He was a young man at the time. He's in his late 70s now. His name was Bob Seger. He had a song out called Rambling, Gambling Man. See, Will Levis gambled. When he came to a basketball school, coming from a football school, and put his talents out there in the SEC. So, to Mr. Bob Seger, gambling man, yeah, I'm going to tell my tale. Come on, come on. I give a listen, because I was born lonely down by the riverside. Learned to spend my fortune and throw dice. And I was just 13 when I had to leave home. Will Levis left Penn State. Now he's at the University of Kentucky in Lexington, Kentucky. And he's going to be one of the top prospects in the 2023 NFL draft. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. Joining me, it's the savant, the very talented Daniel Kelly, coming to us live out of Key West, Florida. And special thanks to our producer, the very talented and very, very grateful guy. In my honor, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. Yes,
thank you, Mr. Landers.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share. We are 100 Yards Football. Enjoy the rest of the week.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.